would like to introduce you to T.L. Robinson's Bitches short story series. Each tale is based upon real events and depict how women can fulfill the series' title role, that is, being a bitch. The following narrative is off the opening scene to the first story in the series, Her Next Door.
Couldn't help her trembling hand as she excitedly pressed the key into the lock. The peeling black paint, revealing cracked and dirty wood beneath, didn't put her off. That could easily be seen too. As the door swung on its old creaking hinges, she hesitated. This would be her first steps into a new life, or at least so she hoped. With a mixture of excitement, anxiety, uncertainty, and yet hope and joy, she stepped across the brass-embalmed threshold. This was almost unbelievable. After all the hassle, trouble, and rejections, was this real? Had she achieved something few other, if any, woman had? Was her life about to take a turn for the better? Would such hard-earned success continue? Kabit, half afraid to believe, she stepped into the dark and musty entrance, stopping before the half-glazed inner door. She again hesitated. Did she really have the right to enter? Perhaps this was all a dream that she'd wake from any moment. Please God, don't let it be so. No, the sensation of cool air on her skin said this was no dream. Imperceptibly shaking herself, she grasped and turned the dull unpolished brass knob. Surprisingly, the door swung open with unexpected ease. Now, another step into an unknown future. Again she hesitated, though there wasn't another step to cross. It still felt as if she was about to enter a new, undiscovered world. Squinting against the darkness of the dull interior, she peered in. The dank, musty aroma of uncared for carpets and wood rushed toward her, permeating her nostrils with its unpleasantness. Her nose twitched. Taking a deep breath, unaware that up to this point she'd been holding it in, she stepped through. It felt strange. Should she be here? Did she really have the right? The sensation of threadbare carpet beneath her feet made her aware she'd now entered the house proper. Again, excitement and anticipation arose. Was this all happening? Was it true? Venturing further into the darkened interior, she attempted to take in her surroundings but had to stop. Her eyes needed to adjust to the gloomy atmosphere. Had she really achieved her dream? Had she succeeded for once? Had she really been able to overcome all those obstacles? Had she really thwarted the meanness of man? Her eyes refocusing, she observed the elegant, if rather battered, staircase before her, the high papered walls ascending to where the rafters would be, the passage leading past the stairs toward the rear of the house. She longed to rush forward and examine everything in detail but knew that'd be pointless. She needed to take her time. First, she'd examine the room behind the door she was standing next to. Again she felt as if she were about to invade someone's privacy. Cautiously opening the door, she peered in. Then, realizing she was being silly and finally acknowledging she had the right to be here, boldly stepped through the open aperture. Nice, must have been a Victorian family's formal sitting room where they'd entertain society guests. Good size. Remaining by the door, she took in the whole aspect and admired the ornate architectural details which stood out despite the dank, dirty wallpaper and chipped paint. Once clean and redecorated, it would make a pleasant front room. Excitement and anticipation arose again. She was going to enjoy this, she was sure. Glancing at her watch, she was surprised to see how much time had passed. Not long before she was due at the club, but just enough to have a quick look round the rest. Have to wait for another day to absorb it all in more detail. Speedily making her way through the remainder of the ground floor, she ventured into the garden. Be wonderful to have a garden at last. Life in the flat had been so limited. One window box had been all she had been able to manage. How she'd missed the joy of gardening. The wonder of watching everything grow. The beauty of colorful flowers combined with the aroma of herbs and rich natural fragrances. Taking a moment to enjoy the concept, she observed the flower beds along with the warm brick boundary walls surrounding her on all sides. After all those years in the flat, much longer than originally anticipated, she looked forward to the quiet and peace a detached property should afford her. Dragging her eyes up and away from the flower bed, she raised her head to look above the walls. What would the neighbors be like? Would they be friendly? Be nice if they were. Be good to have people to talk to, whom she could hopefully trust, after the years of virtual isolation. Well, no time for such considerations now. We'll just have to wait and see.
Book is available from most online retailers including Amazon, Apple, Barnes & Noble, Google Play Books, etc. More information may be obtained at http://hernextdoorbook.wordpress.com.